Since the news broke of a $50 billion swindle allegedly carried out by financier Bernard Madoff, one big question is, where's the money? We've invited a certified fraud examiner, Howard Silverstone, to help us with that question and a few others. Mr. Silverstone is a director of Forensics Resolutions in Haddonfield, New Jersey, and joins us from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Silverstone.
Thank you for asking me here.
As a certified fraud examiner, what fascinates you about the Madoff case?
Oh, I could be here all day telling you what fascinates me. There are so many fascinating aspects. The fact that this man has been around for 50 years in the investment business, the fact that the people who are involved in this are high net worth individuals. As a fraud examiner, you're just fascinated by how these schemes continue to work, even though people in the past have been told and have heard about all the schemes that have gone on before, yet another one can be perpetrated, and this time probably bigger than any others that have gone before.
If authorities are looking for the money, do they have any idea what's happened to at least some of it?
Because it's a self-titled Ponzi scheme, we know that at least a good amount of the money went from one pocket into another. But that's as much as we probably know right now.
You helped define Ponzi scheme for us. Madoff actually told his sons that what he had been doing was basically paying off investors with assets from new investors. So is it possible that some of the earliest investors may have seen some money?
Oh, absolutely. And that's really how a scheme like this works. The people who get in early have to make money, because otherwise they tend to get disgruntled and maybe the rug would have been pulled on this a lot earlier.
Is there any legal basis for the folks who did make money early on to have to give it up in any way?
I'm not a lawyer, but I will tell you I have been involved in cases where, you know, people have what they would call ill-gotten gains. If they can quantify how much money these people have received from a scheme like this, they may well go after them to try and get that money back and put it into a pot to pay the people who are out the kinds of money that we're seeing now.
Those folks who say they've lost everything.
Yes, exactly.
Now, was this $50 billion in real dollars, was it actually lost? Or are we talking about the value, what it would have been if everyone had cashed out at the same time?
What we're starting to see now as more information is coming out is Mr. Madoff is saying, well, that may not necessarily be the money that went in. That's the value. That's what I thought the value of the fund was at the time that the rug was pulled. So it may not be exactly $50 billion that went in.
Is this just an example of one large extreme case, or is this a groundbreaking case for fraud examiners and might help lead to other big fish?
I think it's a groundbreaking case for many reasons. I think it's the size of it and the fact that it was done under the heading of quote-unquote a hedge fund, which up until now really haven't been brought to the fore in terms of people knowing much about them and how they operate. And I think this is going to be groundbreaking because what it's going to do is it's going to bring hedge funds now more into the public eye and more under public scrutiny.
Howard Silverstone is a certified fraud examiner for Forensics Resolutions in Haddonfield, New Jersey. He joined us from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.